Greetings, Internet, and welcome to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative professionals and entrepreneurs looking to grow by learning new things, getting inspired, and breaking down the barriers that prevent them from doing the work they were born to do. I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to episode 86, In Search of Better Hours. Show notes for this episode are available at gwtw.co/86. Are you passionate and motivated to make the world a better place with your company, product, or culture, and you wonder how you're going to market your efforts? Chris Martin Studios is a video production company that produces videos of heart, edge, and fearlessness for those who dare to build a better world. Head to chrismartinstudios.com to see the latest goods produced for people just like yourself. And while you're there, sign up for my weekly email newsletter, The Curiosity Lab. It's a great way to stay connected with Chris Martin Studios and meet awesome people changing the world. All right, you ready to get into this topic? Let's get started. The past several interviews on Getting Work to Work have had a recurring theme come up, and it's interesting to me because that theme is all about working hard and the importance of outworking other people. And this is a message that I have been receiving in multiple sources for the past few weeks now. And what's interesting is, as I think about it, I think about something Caleb Pike mentioned last week. He mentioned that, you know, in order to spend time with his family and have a life, he needs to maximize his efforts during the 9-to-5 hours. And that got me thinking, you know, when we think of working hard, do we think about working more hours, or do we think about maximizing the time that we do have to work? I was recently reading the book Rework, on Caleb's suggestion, and in a chapter about work hours, the authors really said that it's not about working more hours, but better hours. And so in this episode, I want to share 6 ways that you can maximize your time and work better hours. First, live a passionate life so that when it's quitting time, you can't wait to get going. As creative professionals, our business oftentimes is our life. All that we have time to do is to hustle, to work through all of the things that we need to do. But as I've been at this for some time now, I start thinking about the importance of having a life outside of the work that I do. I think about the life that I want to live. And it really brings focus to the work that I do when I know that I'm going to go do something else other than work. And that's an exciting thought. And it's one that I'm really wrestling with right now, because I don't want to just be known for my work. I want to live life, and I want to travel, and I want to do the things that I haven't had time to do in the past because I was so busy working, and I was just working so hard and just not getting what I wanted to because I wasn't living life. Second, learn to minimize distractions and rabbit trails. Caleb mentioned that he has a sticky note with the 3 things he should be consistently doing. That doesn't mean that you can't do things that aren't on that list, but you really need to recognize the cost in terms of energy and time. Think about the things that you know that are going to bring value to your business. You want to do those as much as you possibly can. Doesn't mean that you shouldn't afford distractions and go down those rabbit trails of what ifs and what are the possibilities, but you really want to focus on the things that really bring value. Third, plan ahead and spread a project over time. One of my biggest struggles as a creative professional is what I call the procrastinator's push. I'll put something off until it gets to the point where I have to get it done. And this is the procrastinator's push, where you wait until the last possible minute and you stay up all night, you drink a bunch of coffee, you get all jacked up on the adrenaline of getting it done, and is it good, is it bad, I don't know, it's done. And that's not really healthy. It's not really the life that I want to live. I don't like staying up late and getting up early. I don't like staying up all night because I get exhausted and it takes me 2 or 3 days to recover from that overnighter. You know, I'm not in my 20s anymore. I can't do it. And so I don't want to even pretend that I can do it. And so that forces me to plan ahead and spread a project over time and really force myself to spend focused time each day chipping away at the project. Fourth, don't beat yourself up when things don't go according to plan. That means that if your day unfolds differently or something comes up or you have to take care of a customer's needs that when they arise, don't beat yourself up at what you didn't get accomplished. And ask yourself, how important it is for me to stay and finish this stuff on my list, or can it wait until tomorrow? Just like with planning ahead and spreading a project over time, you need to weigh the cost of staying to work on something. You need to weigh the cost of putting your life on hold and letting your family down potentially. We live a life with friends and family, and those relationships need to have priority over our business because they're the ones that sustain us in the good and the bad times. Fifth, be aware of how you schedule and spend your time. Know when your peak creativity and productivity times are. I know for me that I do a lot of really good work in the morning and in the late evenings. Those are really when I'm most productive. And so I really try to schedule meetings and interviews and other things in the afternoons when I might not have enough energy for my work. But something else that I'm learning about, and it's the cost of switching my focus. So if I schedule a meeting in between or during my peak creativity times, it's going to take me more time to unplug from my work, plug into a meeting, and unplug from that and get back into my work. So really, it's all about scheduling all of the extra things around the times that really are going to be the most valuable for my business. Sixth and finally, and this is related to every single item that I've shared already, and it's be vigilant in identifying and avoiding burnout. You must protect yourself at all costs. Burnout takes everything from you and leaves nothing in its wake. In order to protect yourself, in order to make sure that your business continues to thrive over time, you need to identify when work is taking more time than your life. You need to have a passionate life that is there for you when work is done. And this is something that I just have not spent enough time fighting for and going after. And so I implore you, dear creative professional, I implore you to live a passionate life and find every way possible to maximize your hours. Search for better hours. Do your work in however much time it's going to take, then live your life. Live your life. Life is short. Go live. Work hard, yes, then go live. That does it for this episode of Getting Work to Work. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast. It means a lot to me that you're here. Would you be willing to share Getting Work to Work with your friends, other creative professionals, and entrepreneurs? You can send them to gwtw.co where they can subscribe to Getting Work to Work, sign up for the Curiosity Lab, my weekly email newsletter, and find the various social media links. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, should they want to be social with me. Would you like to be a guest on a future episode of Getting Work to Work, or know someone who should be on the show? Maybe you need some advice or just want someone to say hi to. Drop me a line by sending me an email. I'm Chris at chrismartinstudios.com. I've mentioned this the past couple weeks, but I'm working on something new over at Patreon. It's called Luminarium, and it's a place for creative professionals, makers, dreamers, and doers to not only support the work that I do, but also receive exclusive content that I'm working on. There are currently three ways for you to contribute, with three different types of stuff you'll get. I love helping as many people as I possibly can, and this is another way for me to do that. Visit patreon.com/chrismartinstudios or find the link to Patreon on gwtw.co. Thank you so much for your consideration in supporting Getting Work to Work and all of the other things that I do. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.